Well, I think the collective conscience is moving in world law in many ways now, and almost spectacularly, it is moving to bring to force total accountability on people who do terrible things like genocide. We saw it at Nuremberg and in the trials in The Hague and also in the Rwanda, but it's still incipient.
Father Robert Drynan, now in his early 80s, teaches law at Georgetown University in Washington. A Catholic priest, former congressman, and former law school dean, he is author of The Mobilization of Shame. He brings a rare combination of moral thinking, political savvy, and legal expertise to the questions of war, peace, and justice.
In 1948, the four Geneva Accords or treaties were signed and ratified by virtually every country in the world, including the United States. They are the rules of war, and they abolish all types of tyranny by generals. They have not been fully enforced, but they are the rules of war around the world, and that's the basis on which Mr. Milosevic has been indicted and is being tried.
What importance do you impute to the Milosevic trial, to its example as a precedent of an emerging international legal procedure?
Well, there's several things that we have to watch very carefully. First of all, will he get a fair trial? The defense has all types of extenuating circumstances indicating that maybe he wasn't really totally responsible. Did he order these things, or did they happen by troops who were out of control? Furthermore, whose law is being used? The rules of evidence? I mean, whose rules of evidence? That was the defect in Nuremberg, that there, many people charged that these people really didn't have jurisdiction. They were the victors trying the vanquished. So we have to be very careful at leaping to conclusions about Mr. Milosevic, and it's going to be very difficult because this man, if he did half of the things that he's charged with, is not very nice man. But nonetheless, as a lawyer and as a person who believes passionately in fairness, we should say we're not going to make any prejudgments. We should wish that he is vindicated if that is the result of the jurors who are trying him.
Is this a fundamentally different kind of playing field, though, than the victor's justice of Nuremberg?
Well, I think it's different in the sense that it has much more international authenticity. You have to admit that in Nuremberg, it was the victors, without doubt.
No Americans were ever charged with any wrongdoing.
No, it was the victors over the vanquished, and the same way in the Tokyo trials. We like to think that this is more international, more sanctioned by the voice of humanity. However, that will not come, a perfect trial, until we have the International Criminal Court, which is authorized by all of mankind. But at least this is a giant step. But perhaps more importantly is the whole apparatus that is developing internationally to try people like Mr. Pinochet, the dictator in Chile. Will we, in due course, maybe soon, have apparatus all around the world by which courts can say the crime was done in another country, but it's a crime against humanity, therefore it is triable everywhere? And that has developed in this country because of laws that I helped to enact when I was in Congress, and that it says that anybody who commits torture, a violation of world law in another country, can be tried here in the United States for civil damages. That has resulted in trials against Pinochet and Marcos and the generals of Argentina. It's not a perfect law. Recovery is very difficult, but at least we have said now, formally and officially in U.S. law and in world law, any crime done against humanity anywhere in the world is triable in any nation.